Okay.
Happy 420, guys. All right, back to what I was saying. Fucking, bro, I was, okay, so I started doing dating bullshit again for the fuck of it. And, like, I was on Bumble for maybe 3-4 days, and now I'm already off it. I'm just like, bro, I can't handle fucking the bitches that are on Bumble, you feel me?
You feel me?
Snow. Everywhere I look.
There's, on Bumble, I feel like it's a lot more towards the girls you think, like, are, you know, like, the pretty girls in high school, you know?
Yeah.
Like, when you're in high school and you, like, saw the, like, popular girl squad, that's what Bumble is. It's just a list of, like, all those types of girls.
Bro, it feels like on there, I never get any fucking likes. But, like, I always end up having to ditch that shit.
Dude, on Bumble, I get likes, but it's never from, like, the girls, like, I like type shit.
It's yeah, and then you know what sucks? When you see, like, a bitch and you, like, swipe left on her, and you're just like, and she alright. And then it says, like, one of your potential matches.
You missed,
like,
the potential match.
And it's like, oh, okay, fuck me, I guess.
Fuck, bro.
I mean, she wasn't that bad, but, like, now I'm on it, I'm like, ah, okay, now I have, like, one less person that's liked me, okay.
I remember.
Alright. No bad bitches yet.
Yeah.
Like,
but, like, sometimes, bro, I'll, like, match with the bad bitch, bro.
But
she,
like,
won't
somehow
text.
Yeah, somehow she, it's like, dude, that's always what happens. And then on Bumble, like, if they don't text you within 24 hours,
they just disappear.
It disappears, and it's like they have to text, even if they just say fucking hey.
You know? That starts the conversation. Like, when I went back to Bumble, like, I deleted it too, but when I went back to Bumble for, like, that one day, bro, they had a little chat thing where it's like you could compliment a bitch now.
Yeah.
Compliment a bitch.
Compliment.
You could compliment someone now without, like, you know.
But you only get one compliment.
Get the text first, you know.
Mm.
But yeah, you only get one compliment.
If you had more than one, it'd be too easy.
It'd be way too easy.
And so, all of a sudden, you wouldn't be on the app as long, because getting bitches would be a matter of riz rather than just kind of pure luck.
But even now, it's still kind of like,
it's just random chance, bro, really.
Like, even the baddest bitches, bro, on there probably won't swipe on you, you know? Mm. Just because of how many other fucking dudes are on there. And I feel like there has to be, like, a girl, like, super.
I just realized, bro, for chicks, it must be very different to go on Bumble and shit.
It's super
to go
different
on any dating site, because they really get their pick of,
because, look, for us,
there's,
bro,
always guys hitting them up. You
for us, dog, we gotta go out of our way and be like, yo, what's up? What's
you
up?
Gotta carry the conversation
exactly,
till they're interested,
bro,
in you.
Exactly.
And
we have to riz it up.
Exactly.
Even if she hits us up first,
we still have to
riz it up.
That's just, like, them showing the slight, giving you the chance.
It's giving you the
to gain
light.
Her interest.
It's,
you know,
the green,
I mean,
light. You know, if she hits you up first, that's the green light to be like, all right, let's,
like,
riz it up.
Slide in.
Yeah, because she wants you, obviously.
And the thing is, you only have, like, a specific time frame of being in a girl's, like, mind for you to, like, do something about it. You feel me?
Yeah.
If you don't text in time, or, like, if you text her too early, or, like, it's such a weird spot, you feel me?
Yeah, I get you. But also, like, I've grown past that, bro. Dating apps are so, like, they're not dating apps, you know?
If
you want to fuck someone, go on Bumble, go on Tinder, go on, like, Hinge,
and
all
just
that,
like,
shit.
Any bitch.
And then just literally fucking, don't even just, like, you could do your type, you know?
Mm.
You could select them type shit. But it's like, don't expect to be, like, falling in love with a girl on that app, you know?
Mm.
Because,
oh, I learned my lesson.
For us, like, dudes, we have to, like, go out of our way to get a hoe. For them, bro, they have a whole roster of,
they
like, five
they can
to
just
ten
pick
dudes,
whoever the fuck
and it's
they
like,
want.
Yeah, it's like, who do I want now, you know? It's like, which person type shit do I want?
Or, like, who's in the DMs right now?
Literally, yeah, who's in the
DMs? Because if you're trying to riz a bitch up, like, who's to say she's someone else isn't trying to riz that bitch up that right now? You feel me?
Because, yeah, if you're hitting on a girl, like, there's probably another dude just, like, hitting on her just as much as you, you know?
And we can't say shit because we do the same fucking thing.
It's the same shit. It's...
But the thing is, we're still going out of the effort to, like, talk to, like, multiple bitches. Well, sometimes you put in effort. Not really. Because I feel like at some point, if you're talking to too many girls at once, it's, like, it becomes hectic, like, mentally.
Yeah.
Did I talk about that with this bitch? Did I bring that up to this girl? I don't know. What's her name?
I've grown past shit. That, though. That's a thing of the past, bro. It's a thing of the past, bro. Who
said that?
Because, look, I'm not going to go on, like, Hinge or Bumble or anything and be like, oh, I'm going to get some pussy. And then, boom, fall in love. Nah, bro, that won't happen. Because... I already know if she's on Bumble, if she's on Hinge like that, bro.
What are the chances of it lasting, bro?
She has an Instagram where she probably, like, posts some suggestive shit, you know? You know, she has a Snapchat with, like, a snap score of, like, fucking 100,
bro, snap scores? Dude, snap scores to me be, like, fucking, like, miles on a car, you feel me?
It is, bro. It literally is.
Damn, 200,000? Who the fuck knows, like, you? How many people do you know?
Bro, some girls...
How long you had this account?
Some girls have had an account for, like, 2 years, bro. You know how much their snap score is?
Dude,
like,
I've 200,000? I've, like, seen one person who had, like, 500,000.
I have someone added right now who has 1 million, bro.
Are you talking literally, to how I many people her, you know, bitch?
I asked her, I was like, who the fuck, like, 1 million snap score is fucking insane. And she's like,
you go for, yeah, a high score?
She said she had fucking Snapchat since she was, like, in blah 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 grade, you know, middle school pretty much. But even then, it's like, bro,
that's still a lot of people you're fucking talking. You're just spamming app?
Did you live
is
on
this the only app? Way you communicate to people?
Even if you're doing streaks, bro, it's like, there's no reason, like, your shit should be going up.
Bro, streaks, bro, I feel like that shit was annoying.
No, streaks is the most retarded shit ever.
There's no reason to
it. I fell out of that shit so quick, bro.
I never liked, dude, it was weird to me. It's like, oh, why the fuck did this person send me an S?
Dude, for the longest time, the only streak I had was with Caesar.
Yeah.
Literally, the only streak.
And it's just because he wouldn't stop sending it. Even after I stopped sending it, he kept sending it.
And I was like, okay, I guess we're doing this
streak. I'm just on the streaks list, I guess.
And then we started another streak, and then... Now we don't have a streak right now, because it's been a while since he's... I don't think he's on streaks anymore.
I don't know what Caesar's up to, like...
Caesar's on his own shit.
Caesar's literally the Leorio. Like, we say it's me because of how I look, but it's Caesar, bro. Like, he's just on his own mish. Like, yeah, going, getting the bag or whatever the fuck. Caesar's chilling.
Caesar's chilling, bro.
Like, anytime we see him, he real. He real, bro. You know, that never goes away. You feel me?
It's always a chill time. It's like, Caesar's the missing link when we're all together, you know?
Because
when Caesar's there, it's like,
when it's
everything just flows right.
Like, know? When it's me, you, and Dorian, you know, it's like,
it's chill.
It's the fucking vibe, but it's always like,
but it,
if
you,
Caesar
Dorian,
is there,
Kevin,
bro,
that's all right. Me, you, Dorian, Kevin, Caesar.
When all of the, like, boys, when we got the car full.
Yeah, when we got the car full.
There's five people, you feel me? Dude, that's when it's like, bro, you know?
Yeah, that's when we're chilling, bro. That's when we're mobbing, bro.
It's like, we got the stat boost, you know what I mean? For being, like, a full party or some shit.
Like, in between all of us, we probably have, like, so much weed just on us, you know?
At any given moment.
All of us together,
everybody,
that's
like everybody has a pen, probably like probably an eighth or like pre-rolls. A quad on them.
Yeah.
If we have our weed on us.
Like a
pre-roll
or like a quad or like a, yes.
Or just weed. Like at least two or three joints. Like if it's, like, if it's, you know, me, you, Doyen, and Caesar, like hitting something, there got to be two of them. You feel me?
Everyone got their pens and shit, you know.
Caesar got the dab rig and his bag.
The whole bag full of, like, bro, it's just the whole vibe, and we just chill, you know.
It, bro, we're literally all like family, you feel me?
Yeah, I can't wait to get everyone together and just do shrooms and just trip, bro.
Dude,
and just not give
I
a
want
fuck,
Caesar,
you know?
To be there for the next trip if we have one, bro.
That'd be chill as fuck.
We gotta find a better way to take shrooms.
Caesar wants to do acid with us, but I don't know how I feel about doing acid, to be honest.
It's a little scary now.
I'm
to do it. To do it, I feel like I'd be fucking, like, I'd be, I feel like it'd fuck up my brain, like, if I did it one more time, you feel me?
One more time, bro, I go full schizo. One more tap, I go schizo as well.
Like, I just feel like right now is not the best time for me to pump a tab.
Heal my brain with some shrooms before I do acid again, dude.
Because acid, like, we just...
the fuck out of acid in high school, bro. And exactly. I feel the repercussions somewhere.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, can we really take acid? Like, I think we have that needs to be pushed off.
Acid? Yeah. I can't do acid for a while. That's on me.
Shrooms, though? Shrooms I'll take any day. I'll take any day if I know I have the next day, like, off.
Bro.
Or, like, even if like I'm even if I go in late, you
feel
me?
Even if it's just, like, the afternoon, like, clear,
end of my
you know?
Day, you feel and me? Then I got off of work.
The shift ended at 12 or some shit like that.
I got it's home.
Like, might as well do shrooms.
Let's do shrooms. But the first time I did shrooms, I took a whole eighth in, like, a chocolate bar because I took, like, a tiny piece and I'm like, fuck it. You know, I ain't feel shit yet. And then I took the whole fucking, like, thing, the whole fucking eighth. And I'm like, oh, dude, this is going to be sick. And I started watching the Klaus movie on Netflix. That, like, one Santa Claus movie. Dude, I was losing Klaus. My shit. I was like, this is such a good movie. I was crying and shit.
Bruh.
I was having a beautiful time when I was watching that shit, bro.
You started bawling, bro.
And then, like, at some point, I just started standing in the middle of my room, and then I started throwing shit away. I started, like, disassociating from everything in my room and thinking, like, bro, why the fuck I have any of this shit? This shit needs to leave. I feel like this shit's holding me down. You feel me? It felt like it was attached to me, and I had to, like, get rid of it. Felt like I let go of a lot that day. Then I took a picture of myself with the Polaroid, and it said, fucking, this moment happened and is happening because I made it happen. I don't know, bro. I was tripping. I was fine. I was figuring a lot of shit out.
I was figuring.
Like, my nigga, there, at one point, I was on the fucking, like, I was on my balcony just, like, talking to myself and shit, like what your existence means and like how fucking beautiful like the human experience can be and shit. I was talking about a lot of shit, like shit that I was like, damn, I'm really like, this shit's coming to mind and it's all making sense. Like, how am I figuring this shit out like right now? I was fucked up, dude, and I fucking called Doyen and shit. And then I started telling him all the shit I was thinking about, and he's like, no, damn shit, real.
My first trip was, like, bro, acid left me scarred just because, like, the second to the last trip I had was, like, just horrendous, bro. Like, just the worst trip ever. But, like... I don't know why, dude. Like, that trip, I feel like, traumatized me. But the trip afterwards, where I was literally just chilling and, like, playing Minecraft with Joel, bro. Literally, bro, I was chilling playing Minecraft, bro, the whole trip, and I got up to piss one time, and that's like the only part where I remember the visual. Kind of like, oh shit.
Oh, I looked away from Minecraft for fucking 5 minutes.
Then we started. Bro, I was fucked up that time, though. I remember that. I was so...
Is that good content?
I was so high, dude. Taking acid and playing Minecraft. That's literally just a title. Just taking acid and playing Minecraft. And that's all we do.
Minecraft and acid.
Minecraft and acid. But, yeah, dude. My first trip, like... I was kind of nervous. Like, really, really nervous to even trip in the first place.
Because you don't know how the first time is going to feel.
Especially shrooms, dude. Like, I microdosed before that, yeah. But I didn't know how to, like... Or I didn't know how it feel to fully just...
Trip.
Dip my toes all the way in. Or not even dip my toes. Just jump fully in, you know? Yeah. Because I was, like... Kind of tripping about it, low-key. And then... That day came where we're like, okay, let's go trip and shit, you know?
Mm.
And then we ate that fucking chocolate-ass shrooms mixture that we had.
That shit was horrible. That was such a bad idea on my part.
Yeah, I only had one spoonful that time.
I shouldn't have used nearly as much chocolate.
Bro, it was so undistributed. Like, I was tripping balls that time.
Dude, I was tripping sack. Tripping ass, just two spoonfuls. Everybody take two spoonfuls.
Yeah, we
bro.
Did two, have two spoonfuls.
I took two, and you and Dorian took one, and then you saw how much I was tripping. You're like, I need like, another.
Yeah, I need another now. And then I took another, and then I was
and
like,
dude.
I was feeling good.
I was bro. Tripping sack,
cause,
bro.
Dude, that trip, bro,
was chill as fuck.
Oh my god, nothing interesting happened, bro, but the feeling of it was just, ooh, like, I was melting, bro.
Literally melting.
I was fucking melting.
Bro, we were at the bench in front of What's-Its-Face.
Yeah, we're right there just chilling.
Bro, I was sitting in the fucking bench, and I could feel my face, like, disintegrating into the fucking, like...
I had my arm on my fucking, like... cheek and shit, and I was leaning against the table.
I was so chill.
At one point, bro,
bro,
I just put my head down. Not even because I was like tired or anything. I was just like fucking ooh.
As you know, it's funny.
I just felt like nice, bro.
That day, before I went to hang out with you guys, I had my girl over.
One of them.
Yeah. At the time, my ex at the time, and like I literally had to tell her like. Babe, my friends are, like, hitting me up to, like, do shrooms and shit. And I was like, when do you want to go home?
A.K.A. bitch, go.
And then, like... I was texting her and shit while we were fucking tripping. And she's like, is this something you do often? And I'm like, no.
Yeah, I just get fucked up a lot.
I do shrooms on a regular basis with the boys, like, you know.
I do shrooms all the fucking time.
Bro, we got it. Bro, shrooms are so fucking fun.
I just need more.
I just want to take it again.
I want more. Like, just
it's so
on
chill
hand type shit.
It's so fucking chill.
Bro, if I can get shrooms and I can just microdose and just be chill, you know, I'd appreciate that a lot, bro. Because I remember when I was microdosing, I was, I had it for maybe a whole month, I'd say. Like, a year or two ago. No, 2 years ago, probably.
Hmm.
And I was just taking, like, a little bit of shrooms, dude. A tiny bit. But even that tiny bit, dog, I feel like you still feel it.
Stoner ASMR.
You still feel it.
Stoner ASMR.
Donor
back
somewhere.
In the ball.
That's
right
a thing
now.
Too.
I got my fingers on the ball getting all the weed crumbs. This is the stoner ASMR. Smoking us.
Fuck your bitch.
Fuck your bitch on the Kool-Aid.
Where's the Kool-Aid, though?
Told that bitch she a punk-ass hoe.
Told that bitch she a punk-ass hoe. Hey,
look what I found. I forgot I drew this.
Bruh. Everybody dies in a nightmare.
Doesn't it look funny like this? Like...
Cronky.
Damn, I don't have the volume on. I feel like that's a vibe. You remember I drew that at Dorian's fucking... On Dorian's fucking computer. His, like, old computer. I drew it on MS Paint. Bro, I saw this. I was like, ain't that how it be? I was like, Ben and Jerry's posting this shit?
Cause they real, bro. They not afraid to keep it real, bro. Corporation's not afraid to keep it real, bro. Remember that.
What does our podcast stand for?
We don't stand for shit. And people know that.
Good.
You know, our views and us as people, we're always gonna be changing, you know? So nothing's gonna be stagnant except a few things. Like, we're not suddenly gonna get racist as fuck 1 year or anti-Semitic out of nowhere and start posting some random shit.
Bro, we pull an H3.
We just
everyone starts hating us
and then get fucking
go super Hollywood
PC, bro. We get
super PC. The motherfucker went Hollywood.
H3's sold us so, bro. Hard.
The fact that he's one of the YouTubers that's like friends with the CEO.
Yeah, the old
Susan
CEO.
Or whatever the fuck.
She quit, bro. But like, yeah, he was friends with the teacher, bro. Literally. He was friends with the teacher.
It was that kid.
No one was friends with the teacher because the teacher fucking sucked. Dude.
Teacher didn't fuck with nobody.
Teacher was a fucking stupid bitch. But look, teacher's gone.
Two.
So, that's all good. It's crazy, though. It's actually, like...
I feel like the YouTube ecosystem...
It's fixed now.
I feel like it's stable now.
Apparently, there's a new CEO. So.
Apparently, they're also adding new, like, rules or terms of service or whatever that let you, like, curse more in your fucking videos and shit.
You can have more curses and shit without having like
being age restricted or like
shadow
demonetized
and shit, you know, because a lot of people, they wouldn't get their videos even shown to their subscribers who, like, you know, subscribe to them. It's like, what the fuck, bro?
I feel like sometimes that happens and it's like bullshit to see when you're like,
yeah,
oh, when the fuck did this video come out, what the fuck?
It's like, huh? They uploaded? So then you gotta, like, turn off, like, fucking notification uploads for them. That YouTuber specifically. It's some bullshit, bro. And if you don't have a YouTube premium, because YouTube's dumbass is, like, super ass with their ads, bro.
I don't know if I want YouTube premium, but it's also, like, I might as well, like... It's only $12, but it's still just like, damn, bro. I feel like that's a lot for what this is.
Honestly, it's way better without. I mean, with YouTube Premium than without. Ever since I have YouTube Premium, bro,
life has changed.
Literally, bro. I use YouTube a lot, man. And just, like, opening up YouTube and being pissed by the ads every time, dog. That wasn't it, bro.
I have found peace.
I have found peace. Literally, I have found peace.
I'm not pissed anymore. I'm like
mad, bro. I wake up, check my phone. I'm on YouTube, dog. Because, you know what's crazy?
What's up?
I always watch videos before I fall asleep, bro.
Yeah.
And a lot of the videos I watch will be more of like quiet videos, you know?
Mm. Or I'll just have the volume
lower down. Volume down, you know?
I'm watching
and
something.
Some ads will fucking but yo, yell.
Yo,
bro.
What the fuck is up?
They'll fucking yell at
and
you.
And it'll wake you up and shit.
I'll be like,
you're about to pass out, and
I'm at that plateau, bro. Like, about to fall asleep. Nearly about to fall asleep. Everything's like turning blurry, bro.
Yo, bro, buy this shit. And then you're like shocked awake, and you don't feel sleepy, as sleepy. And then you're just like,
I don't feel like sleepy at all. I'm like shit,
fuck
man.
Me. I'm like super conscious right
yeah,
now.
I'm super,
I was fuck. Just about to pass out. I fucking hate that, bro.
But one night, YouTube caught me on the wrong mood, like, in the wrong mood. So I caved in and I bought YouTube Premium. Because I was really pissed that happened.
You fucking kidding me? Two ads?
I was really trying to get sleep, bro. And then I woke up to some bullshit, bro. No, it wasn't even like... I remember, right? I was going to sleep. Because I woke up, so I go take a piss and shit. For some reason, I was like super awake then. And I'm like, fuck, man. I gotta like watch a video to go to sleep now. So then I like grabbed YouTube out, you know. I watched a little bit of the video, got like 5 minutes, 6 minutes in, got kind of sleepy, bro. A fucking ad popped up, and I just lost my shit, dog. I was like, what the fuck, bro?
As you know, it's crazy. I had a recent, like, moment in my life that felt so fucking similar to back in the day. Mm. I was playing fucking Pokemon on my phone and shit. And I was literally, like, staying up really fucking late and, like, being, like, tired as fuck. Like, I'm passing out. And I kept playing it. And I was like, dude, I need to go to bed. I was like, I got work tomorrow, I gotta go the fuck to bed, bro. And I was like, oh bro, like this reminds me of when I was a kid, like being on my DS way later than I should be, you feel me?
Yeah, it was always nice sneaking out your DS, you know. Bro, I used to bring that shit to school, bro.
Dude,
all
who
the time.
Fuck
as
did,
a kid I used
bro.
To bring that shit to school.
Because, bro, the thing is, as long as you don't have it out in fucking class, you're fine.
Dude, but my mom will, like, make me and my sister, like, keep our DSs in, like, this drawer, bro.
In a drawer?
You know, because she didn't want us taking it to school because we went to, like, some ghetto-ass
school
where kids
will fucking steal
that
shit,
bro. Of course they gonna steal that shit, dog. So she keep that shit in the drawer and was always like, bro, fuck. Plus, too, she didn't want us getting that until, you know, she came home and could see that we did our homework and shit, you know? So we didn't fuck around and do that. But, of course, we'd always be on it. But DSs were pretty cool, man. I had a 3DS.
Bro.
None of that pussy-ass 2DS shit,
I literally
bro.
Told my cousin what happened. Damn.
Damn.
I was telling my cousin what I had a 2DS. I have one.
As long as you don't have a 3DS Lite, bro.
But bro, shit. When I fucking when we were fucking kids, I had two DS Lites, bro. I had my first one when I was like literally like 6 or some shit, and I got fucking Sonic Colors on it. That was the very first game I got. I was the shit. That game was fucking lit.
Damn, you had 2DSs though.
No, let me go. And then I go to Mexico at some point, and I forget my DS at home. And then I'm like, ah, fuck it, you know, be aight. And then while I'm in Mexico, my brother threw a party, and either he sold it to get money for booze, or someone at the party stole it. Either way, when I came back, it was gone. And I got, like, another one, like, the next birthday or Christmas or whatever the fuck. And then, like, when the 3DS came out, I got it when it was, like, made cheaper and shit. You know what I mean? Because the original price for, like, the 3DS was super expensive, but then when they brought it down, it was, like, a lot cheaper.
I think I got the OG one.
3DS?
Yeah.
Because I got the red one that came with Mario, bro.
I got...
That was the fucking best shit. It came with Mario type shit. The 3D Land, dude, that game was fucking lit.
Mine was black, dude. It was fucking sexy, dog. But when my sister got hers, I noticed, like, a few things, yeah, were different. Like, hers was the newer one where it had, like, the other... You know, like, my 3DS only had the left side joystick.
Yeah, but did hers have the little nipple?
The little nipple right side joystick.
The little nipple.
What the fuck? You got, like, a little
you have,
joystick,
you can, you
bro,
can, like, you have, like, sides? You can literally, like... That's use the camera stick. What the? You got me fucked up. Like, they got that shit.
They got the updated 3DS. But mine was the OG.
Yeah. And then, like, when I had the red one, bro, at some point I was playing Pokemon Black with my brother. Like, me and him were, like, playing it together. And then when we finished the game, he just sold it. He sold my fucking 3DS.
Oh, the
3DS. He just sold it. Damn, and then the next birthday, my mom bought me another one. And that time I got a blue one. And then we're at the fucking movie theater and shit one day. And it falls out of my pocket. And I was like, ah, shit. I don't remember what movie theater it was. I mean, not movie theater. I don't remember what, what room it was in. So I was like, ah, shit, you know, fuck, damn it, fuck me.
So you just lost it there?
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
And then the next birthday, I got a black one, and that was the one I had for a minute, and then I sold it to Quentin, or, like, I just gave it to him. And then one day, next birthday. I got a 2DS at fucking GameStop just because I was like, man, I just want a fucking DS right now. Like, I have all my money I got for my birthday. I'm going to go buy a DS real quick. And it came with, like, Mario Kart and shit. The fucking Mario Kart 7 on it.
Bro.
It was a... Bro, a 2DS feels fucking lit. Like, I feel like a 3DS is, like, kind of small for, like, my hands. Like, no, the 2DS... The 2DS feels, like, really nice just because it's like this.
Because...
Like, it just feels...
Because, look.
You
look,
know, when it's I, chunky
when
in
I,
your
when
hands.
When I owned a 3DS, bro...
Yeah.
I was fucking, like, 5'2", dude. I was a kid, bro.
Mm.
Now, I don't think I'd own a DS, bro. That's too...
Bro, I have one regret in this world, and it's not buying all the Pokemon games and putting them on a fucking... SD card before the fucking 3DS shop closed, because I knew the 3DS shop was closing and I had money. I literally don't know why I didn't just fucking say fuck it and buy all of them, bro, because now all I have are, like, the ones I have. I only have fucking Omega Ruby and, like, Sun, and then I have, like, Pokemon Red, Pokemon Crystal, and Pokemon Silver, but that's basically just the first two games, and I'm like, bruh.
Damn, bro.
Those two are fucking sick, bro. Fucking Pokemon Crystal and Silver are, like, my favorite ones, just because you can really just hop in and play the game really fucking quickly if you know how to play.
Dude.
Like, bro, I can beat the game in the week. Like, it's fun. The end of that week is like, ah, dude, am I gonna, like, hit the hurdle when I get to the fucking Elite Four? That's always the fuck. I gotta train for a fucking minute. I just gotta grind. And in the old games, it's not, like, the same way you would grind in the new ones, because the new ones always have the EXP share, bro. That shit makes it too fucking easy. That makes the game super fucking quick.
No, I have no clue what the fuck you're talking about.
Pokemon, bro. Pokemon changed, bro. Pokemon ain't good no more. It's too fucking weird. I wish they would just go back to, like, the way Pokemon Black is. That was, like, those Pokemon Black and, like, Black and White and, like, Black and White 2. Those were, like, the last good Pokemon games. Aside from, like, Omega Ruby. That one was pretty lit. But, like, bro, Pokemon just, like, stayed pixelated. But, like, they really leaned into it being, like, having better animations. Then it would be lit, you know? It just feels like they went 3D, but they didn't even do anything with the fucking character models. You feel me? You feel me? They're just being lazy.
I don't know.
They're that. Being lazy, bro. I don't play Pokemon has no reason not to fucking do this. Like, bro, it's just so fucking... It's the, like, I get that Pokemon is always going to be the same game over and over again because literally there's nothing that's going to change other than the Pokemon that are in, like, the area, like, and then some gimmick, and the gimmick's always ass, like, it's just, it doesn't add anything, it's fucking tacky, and, like, the animation's, like, bro, they have way too much money not to fucking do, like, actual, like, animations for, like, specific moves on Pokemon shit, so it's, like, interesting, so it's more visible, like what's going on and shit. It's not just fucking staticky and shit. Like, I like that now you can walk up to Pokemon or, like, even, like, boom, it's like the battle's like that type shit rather than, like, the little cutscene. But, like, the animations are still fucking weak, bro. Like, I feel like by now, with all the money they have, they would be able to fucking pump out something better, look, bro. Like, and I don't know why they don't do gyms no more, bro. They changed the way, like, that shit is. Like, sure, they have, you know, whatever fucking substitutes for gyms, but it don't hit the same as, like, literally getting, like, solving a little puzzle or some shit on the map, and then, like, then beating, like, the gym leader and shit. Like, bro, I always get so set up to go to the gym in Pokemon. Like, because I fucking...
In Pokemon.
Because I always over-level before I even go in. I'm like, oh, this seems like a good level to be at, you know, before, like, I just gotta go grind out to this before I'm, like, ready, and then I show up, and I'm like, oh, dude, bet.
You sound like such a gamer right now.
Dude, because right now, I'm really enjoying it, like, it's just something I haven't done in, like, a minute.
Yeah, you're really passionate about it.
Because this game was, like, the very first Pokemon game I ever had, like, when I was a little kid. This game is the shit, bro. It's like it's just like nostalgia. You feel me?
I don't know, man. I get you. There's a lot of games that make me feel the same way. For me,
it's like San Andreas.
No, call like a fucking GTA's cool and shit. Mm. I fucking love GTA, bro. Honestly, GTA and Call of Duty Zombies, yeah. Specifically Treyarch Zombies, bro. Mm-hmm. The finest shit, bro. Especially Treyarch Zombies, bro. The lore for it, all the way up until Black Ops 4, was fucking godly, dog. It was fucking great, man.
Bro, not to mention fucking...
I grinded that shit for years, man. Because at first, man... I got gifted the season pass for Black Ops 3 for my birthday. So that meant, like, I got all the DLC maps and shit just because I had the season pass. Mm. Which is pretty lit, man. I was fucking really grateful for that because it came in clutch later.
Later in life. It will have shown
in you. Developing me as a human being.
Treyarch Zombies?
I'm like, so good at zombies.
Bro, fucking... Sometimes. Treyarch Zombies is so different from any of the other ones that they've made. It's fucking harder. Yeah, because it's literally better. Like, it's a harder fucking game. It's so much more challenging than all the other ones.
It's more in depth, bro.
You really have to fucking try out those.
But, like, when I played Black Ops 3, bro, it was such... That was my gamer peak phase of life. It was Black Ops 3 and Fortnite. When Fortnite came out, bro...
Bro,
I was a gamer when no one again, built, bro.
When no one knew how to build, bro, that's when it was good.
No, bro. That was when it, like, everyone was beginning, dog. But that's when it was fun as fuck.
That's what I'm saying. No one knew what the fuck was going on. It was
fun, bro.
Everyone was just like, bro, this game's free. Get it.
It was fucking fun. Because, bro, my first win, right?
Yeah.
My heart was beating like a motherfucker, bro.
We did it. We did it, bro.
No, I had my first win with this... this one dude. I forget his name, but I remember he sounded like Victor, dude. Like, every time I played with him, I was like, you kind of sound like someone Victor. I know, bro. Like you really sound like someone I know, bro.
You know what's interesting, bro? At one point, I had, like a friend group of online friends.
Yeah, this was my friend group, bro. My online Fortnite friends. That's who I want my first Fortnite win with, bro. Dude, I yelled so, like, loud. I was like, yo,
yeah,
that's good. Oh, bro. I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
I took off my headset and shit, you know, fucking, that's like, funny, I jumped dog. Up in the air.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, bro.
Fuck yeah.
Go, dude. And it was just insane, bro. I was hyped as fuck. The first few Fortnite wins, bro, you always get hyped as shit. From there on, it's like, alright, I'm getting better. I'm getting better at the game. Because I remember, bro, like, me and Caesar in specific, we were fucking godly at one point, bro. Caesar in specific, bro.
Caesar would just get home. Fortnite.
Caesar's always been on his own shit, bro. In terms of, like, life, you know? And our friend group and shit.
Because that's just the man he is, you
yeah,
know?
That's just the man he is type of person.
We don't have to get in. We don't have to get, you know, if, you know, he's... You only have to be in someone's life as much as you want to be, you feel me?
As they like, want you to be.
But with Caesar, it's like, oh, he just got something going on.
Caesar got his own shit going on. Let him be, bro. But we still reach out and...
You know, he's still there, bro. Like,
he's still...
He's never not, you know, in my heart. You feel me? He's a real one.
Yeah, like we said, it's always a good time with him. Whenever he pulls up. Whenever we have the full squad together, it's always... That's a mob, bro. We gotta get that on the channel, dog. Cause, like, for real, bro. The vibes of that video or that vlog, bro, would be insane, dog. Just because we have everyone together, bro. The whole squad. And it'd be like our own, like, 420 vlog, you know? Except it's not 420. We're just all fucking getting high as shit and then doing some random shit in public, you know.
To the city, bro. That's crazy.
Ooh. It's looking exotic.
The good part of the game just started.
The good ending.
Bro, because I feel like at the beginning of Pokemon, it's always fucking, it's too easy.
The beginning. The beginning of most games are fucking a hassle, bro. That's why I don't like story games. I never play story games, dude.
I rarely play story games. Rarely. I really either it really piqued my fucking interest, or like
GTA is
a. It was just super cheap
story game. I'll go. Bro,
that's GTA.
It's a story though. Like if you pay attention to the cutscenes, shit actually goes on. Like especially GTA San Andreas, I fuck with that story so heavy, bro. Because that's just literally just a hood, you know. That's. It resonates with me, I guess.
You know what's funny, bro? Mm. I saw this one guy, this one white guy, review this one series that Comedy Central made. And it was about, like, these three, like, fucking just, like, basketball players in the hood or whatever the fuck. And he's all talking about how he didn't like it. And he's all like, it did pretty good with the audiences. But I guess I'm just not the audience for it. I don't think I really like it. And then I'm like, no. And he's like, I wonder why. And he shows, like, his face and how pale he is. And I'm like, yeah, no, I do wonder why you don't fucking like it.
That's why he said that, bro. Because white as fuck. But I don't get why he even reviewed it in the first place.
No, I mean, like, white people...
He knew that
sometimes like, just don't get ghetto content. You feel me?
That's what I'm saying though. I don't get why he reviewed it in the first place if he didn't. If he wasn't the target audience type shit.
You know, like movies where like they literally play fucking Ride With Me? Any movie that plays that song, like. White people will have never seen. You feel me?
Any ghetto, like, romance movie.
If you want to go and get high, me smoking in the back of my Bentley.
Oh, nah, that's in a lot of white songs. White people films, bro.
You think so?
Some. It's not a super, like...
I just feel like it's in a million. No, I'm just feeling like... I'm just saying it's, like, in a million fucking ghetto movies. Yeah.
What's your definition of a ghetto movie?
You know, shit like fucking Friday. Or like... Fucking...
What's
any
shit out?
Huh?
Was that song out by Friday?
Like, no, but that vibe of films, you know?
Oh.
That, like, any of those, like, just like romance ones. Like, some where they, like, play sports and shit. Or, like, you know, it's always about, like, oh, we're going to come up, bro. We're going to come up. We're going to make it to, like, the championship or whatever the fuck.
You talking about love and basketball? That one?
Huh?
You talking about that love basketball movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't... Well, fucking, I don't know specifics, but I can tell you, like, a million different plots for fucking movies. And it's, like, there's one about, like, isn't there one about dancing? Like, yeah, Step Up. Step fucking, up.
That's
there's
not
one
really
about,
ghetto,
like...
Though.
Well, not that one in specific, but, like, damn, I'm fucking racist. I'm fucked up. I'm like...
You're racist. That silence made it worse, bro. That silence made it 10 times worse. You were just like... I plead the fifth. You have nothing to say. Literally, you're like.
Those are just movies I watched when I was fucking living in the ghetto. That's all I'm saying.
I get you.
You know, shit you'd fucking get from like the library. Or like at fucking Redbox and shit.
Yeah, Redbox was a hooker back in the day, bro.
Just add a Circle K. Mm-hmm.
And you pull up, like, past the due date, and you're like, oh, shit, bro. Here, take this shit back. Take this shit back, bro. I don't know when's the last time I used the Redbox, bro. Since, like, I was, like, a fucking child, probably. But what were we talking about? I remember something important.
Movies.
the movies, the ghetto movies.
Yeah.
I was thinking more like the...
Isn't there one about, like, drumming?
Drumming?
Yeah.
Whiplash?
Nah, there's one about drumming where it's, like marching and drumming and shit.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking
about. And they're also, like, dancing. Like, I was guys break dancing.
More about, like, the 80s, like, 90s-ish movies. 2000s-ish movies.
Fucking... If you're real OG, fucking Blood In, Blood Out.
I was gonna say, you know, Blood In, Blood Out.
Dude, that movie's long as shit. I saw it when I was a little kid.
It's so long, dude.
I saw it as, like, a child, you know?
I only remember scenes as a child, but, like, I watched it recently, and I'm like, yeah, I remember some of these. Like,
I remember
the beginning part. Like,
you want to watch it?
Fuck no, that's 3 hours long, bro. That's 3 hours of my life.
You remember when we watched Gumbo? We're like, dude, like, what the fuck?
That was like 1 hour of pure nonsense.
But it just made it feel so much longer than it was, you know?
I got high and just...
It wasn't cohesive, and the fact that we were fucking high made it...
No.
Like,
the fact that I was high had me, like, dealing with it better. Otherwise, I would have been like, bro, turn this shit off. What the fuck is this, bro?
It made it tolerable.
I would have been skipping ahead and be like, bro, what's going on?
Fuck this shit, brother. Let's watch, like, Nemo or some shit. Let's watch Finding Nemo.
But, yeah, Blood In and Blood Out's fucking crazy, bro. It's a whole movie.
It's a whole ass movie.
It's a whole movie.
It's a whole.
But it's a great movie.
It's a long ass story. Watching all of it. You know.
I will admit, dude.
It's crazy what happened.
The acting is shit, but the story is great, man.
White guy.
The acting, bro. The voice acting, especially. What's up, Holmes? Like, bro.
Vatos locos
for life, Holmes. It's like, what the fuck? This sounds animated, bro.
It sounds like...
Vatos locos for life, bro.
Vatos locos de su.
Vatos, bro.
Watashi wa vato loco. Watashi tachi vato roko su.
We're gonna go to Japan.
Roko su. Let's start that as slang. Let's say that around people. Like, let's make friends with strangers and tell them, like, shit in Spanish.
Oh, you're talking about in Japan?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hey, bro, say way.
I was gonna say
way.
Bro, you're trying to get a shot. I was like, what the fuck you want us to go? I thought you meant here, dude.
No.
Like, go to random people and be like, those locals.
No, I mean, like, in Japan, like, where it's like, we could, you know, I feel
crazy.
Like it'd be so fun to socialize in Japan, like, just because I feel like I could do it.
Whoa.
Just because we're foreigners, you feel me?
The thing about Japanese people is it's kind of like I don't know if it's true really, but. Like, Koreans, too, sometimes...
Haters.
It's more... No, it's rude to go up to them and be like... Like, if you don't know them type shit, and then just start talking to them. And be like, yo! You know? Like, that's considered rude and be, like, a little... You know, just... how do you put it? Out of pocket, I guess.
It's just like, what do you want?
Yeah, it's like,
hey, I'm like in the middle of this.
If you're just like, yo, and then like, they just look away, you know, type shit. And like, fuck you. It's like, oh, okay.
Well, no, like, I mean, like, if...
But I feel like...
If there was like
if they
scenario
came up,
where...
Yeah, if they came up to you, of course, and be like, what's up, you know?
You know, if you just meet someone cool, you know?
If you meet someone chill, or if it's the right place.
That's what I'm saying.
If
like,
you're just, like, in public and being like, yo.
No, I'm not doing that. Unless I'm spitting Riz all of a sudden.
Even then, it'd be like...
I gotta learn how to...
You gotta be Riz God.
I gotta learn the Riz.
Language.
I gotta learn the whole other fucking language. The thing, it's like... but that'd be gang. Like, that give me a reason to fucking brush up on Japanese just to pull the bitches.
UFO. Holy shit. It's like blinking and shit, bro. It's a drone.
Guys, the producers put a fucking UFO in the sky, bubble.
Is that a police UFO? A police UFO? Yo, are we getting busted, bro?
Bruh. Imagine at some point the cops are on, like, flying vehicles. You know what I mean? Like, have you ever seen that thing where it's like a quad, but it has like propellers and shit, and it like hovers?
That's fucking scary.
Imagine the cops pulling up in that, and they got guns and shit, you know?
I was gonna say, because like, bro, if you're on the ground, right? Oh, bro. If you're on the ground, bro, and you got a gun, who's to say they could like block the bullets with the propellers, you know? They fucking just pull up on you and then try like landing on you type shit. You know? Like, that'd be some bullshit.
You have no choice but to get out of the way.
You have no choice but to jump out of the way, bro.
And once they're landing and shit, they can just jump on your ass. They can, like, jump off of it.
Jump off of it and be like, fuck you.
You know, be gang, bro? You make it like a little, it has like a little landing sequence, so you just like press it and it lands itself. So they're like landing it on you and you just like jump off and like get your ass and shit, then you're fucked.
Then you're fucked.
Yeah, because he just fucking came up on you and shit. That shit's OP.
It is, bro. I feel like,
imagine cops have laser guns at some point.
Cops have Hellcats, bro. Who's stopping them at this point, bro? What the fuck, bro? You know? They confiscated a Lambo and we're like, alright, bro.
It bought a fighter and shit.
A fucking cruiser, bro. That's not a cruiser. That's a fucking cool ass sports car, bro. You got a supercar, bro.
We're keeping up with the fucking street
racers. Keeping up. Got a whole